Let's just review a few of the travel news headlines from the past week. And joining us now to help us out is travel expert Onanta Forbes. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Let's talk about some of the travel news headlines from the past week. Let's start with this story about cruise ships. According to the government, anyways, they're welcoming back cruise ships. They've dropped the advice against cruise travel, which is good. That's among the other things. But some of the things haven't really changed as far as I'm concerned when it comes to the requirement for crew and passengers being fully vaccinated.
Right. So the federal government has developed a comprehensive public health plan for cruise ships, including crew and passengers being required to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19. And that means 100% versus the CDC guidance of 95%. So yes, there's a change, but it's still pretty restrictive compared to what the CDC is saying for all cruising. We also have to self-monitor for symptoms on board, and we have to take the appropriate tests embarking on the ship in Canadian waters and pre-arrival back to Canada.
Yeah, that's what hasn't really changed. The cruise lines were complaining that the CDC has a 95% requirement and Canada wanted 100%. That hasn't changed. So I guess we'll just see what happens down the road when the Alaska and the Eastern Canada's cruise season starts.
Well, I hope we don't miss any stops in like Vancouver or Victoria or out in Halifax, because the cruise ship industry represents more than $4 billion annual input into the Canadian economy, and directly and indirectly generates approximately 30,000 jobs.
We'll see how it shakes out. You can expect to pay more to fly as fuel prices go up.
Right. So a BC-based airline consultant says the surging price of oil amid the war in Ukraine will likely mean the cost to fly will climb in the months to come. So if you look back, the cost of jet fuel has climbed from 60 cents per liter in 2020 to about 85 cents per liter at the end of 2021. And it could climb to as much as $1.50 per liter if Russian oil is removed from international markets. So that would mean a doubling of the fuel price for airlines in less than a year. And since fuel price is 30% of their cost, they can't absorb it. So they will pass that along to the consumer. However, when it could rise and by how much is less clear. Many major airlines hedge against fuel price hikes by purchasing contracts up to a year ahead of time.
Yeah, we'll see which ones did that, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to call this as a good news story, except for the ones that were on that party plane to Cancun. Not good news for them, but Transport Canada issuing penalties to those partiers on that plane to Cancun.
Right, and that's in relation to the fight where images and videos were posted on social media in apparent violations of both COVID and aviation safety regulations. They've issued a series of penalties to passengers who were not fully vaccinated when they boarded their flight, which could reach a maximum of $5,000 each. The ministry says that the investigation is ongoing, and it is expected that more penalties will be issued in the coming days and weeks. A passenger can receive more than one penalty if they're contravening or if they have contravened more than one of the regulations and requirements in force. So I think this is good. Like you can't misbehave and just get away with it.
Well, yeah, I think they should come down hard on them and anybody else that does things on an aircraft that they shouldn't be doing. So good on them. Always fun to chat, Onanta. We'll do it again next week.
You bet. Take care.